Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 172 on June the 26th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Clean Energy Corp, Context Logic Inc., and Ideanomics, and we discuss three new trades on Moxian Inc., Macy's, and Fisker Inc. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the U.S. markets finished strong this week with both major indexes rising higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 1,143 points, ending the week at 34,433 points. The S&P 500 index picked up 114 points, closing at 4,280 points on Friday. It's quite an interesting week. This bull market won't go away, so let's keep making money. So now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is an easy one, one that I oftentimes just overlook and kind of don't pay much attention to, and that's option multipliers. Part of the reason I don't pay much attention to it is because I've been trading options long enough to know these points. Well, I wanted to make sure that I pointed a couple things out. So it's definitely important to know the multiplier that's used, that's being used for your options or any option you're considering trading. And on this show, I only use options on stock. And these options all have a 100 multiplier because each option represents 100 shares of stock. But I also, when I'm trading, I also look at options on futures, on foreign exchange, and on cryptocurrency. And these options can have different multipliers. So it's always important to know exactly what you're trading. And of course, I didn't think this topic was super important for this show until I realized that my brokerage, the brokerage that I typically use for my option trades, gives pretty easy access to a variety of markets, including, you know, cryptocurrency options, including crude oil, like commodity options. So it's important to understand the multiplier because they are different. For instance, crude oil options have the same multiplier as the crude oil futures contract. Each futures contract represents 1,000 barrels of oil. So a crude oil option being priced at $1.15 is actually going to cost you $1,150 because you have to multiply that. It's being priced per barrel, and the underlying futures contract represents 1,000 barrels. So newer traders will often think of all options as being the same, and that generalization can cost you a lot of money. It's also important to be aware of whether an option is cash settled or physically settled. For instance, most options on equities on stock are they expire into shares of stock. However, when you start getting into cryptocurrency or foreign exchange or futures, you might be receiving the underlying futures contract. Or there are situations where you're going to receive an expired futures contract, which means you're taking delivery of product. So it, once again, is really important to know all the details of what you're going to trade. But settlement, we can definitely save that topic for another week. For this week, just always make sure you understand the multiplier being used for the options that you're looking to trade. So let's dive into the trade review from last week. And we're going to start off with the covered call, as we always do. We looked at Clean Energy Fuels Corporation, symbol C as in Charlie, L as in Lima, N as in November, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $11.78 per share. I looked at buying stock and selling the July 12 call at $1.65, which could give us a maximum return of 15.87% in 4 weeks. Clean energy stock fell 98 cents, ending the week at $10.80 per share. The call option we sold lost 95 cents, leaving us with a net loss on the week of 3 cents. Now, the stock price is still above our break-even price of $10.13 per share, so there really isn't a need to adjust the trade unless you believe the stock will head lower over the next 3 weeks. Now, if you were to roll the strike lower, which is something we normally do, you would actually lower your total possible profits by 80 cents for this trade. So again, I wouldn't make an adjustment on this until the break-even point is tested, and we still have 3 weeks for this trade to perform. So I would hold off and look for more directional clarity from the stock, meaning that I'd give it a few more days and see if the stock is going to recover or if you think it's going to head lower. If it's going to head lower, my next move is typically rolling the strike lower and adjusting my trade numbers to see what my maximum possible gain is going to be with that lower strike. Our next trade on the week was a credit spread. We looked at Context Logic Inc. Symbol is WISH. W as in whiskey, I as in India, S as in Sierra, H as in hotel. At the time, the stock was trading for $11.40 per share. I looked at selling the July 11/10 put spread at 50 cents, which gives us a maximum possible loss of 50 cents. So Context Logic stock grew $2.64 this week, ending at $14.04 per share. The out-of-the-money spread, that put spread we sold, is even more out of the money now, which is good. So if you were to repurchase the spread, if you bought it back, you would lock in a 15-cent gain for the week. Now, locking in 30% of your overall expected profit is not a bad thing. However, given that the trade is working out in our favor, there's no need to close this trade early. We want this trade to appreciate, depreciate all the way down to zero, and it will if this stock remains high. We just need stock to stay above $11, and we'll be able to keep the full 50 cents that we collected when we sold the spread. So this is a nice trade. And then our final trade from last week is our debit spread. I looked at a company called Ideanomics, symbol I as in India, D as in Delta, E as in Echo, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $3.03 per share. Looked at buying that July 2.5 $3 call spread for 31 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 19 cents, or that's a 61.29% return in 4 weeks. Well, Ideanomics stock inched 6 cents higher. That's right, a whole 6 cents higher over the week, finishing the week at $3.09 per share. The in-the-money call spread we bought is still in the money, so if you were to close the trade at this level, you would actually lose 2 cents because you'd have to cross the bid-ask spread. Now, I always like to remind myself that if stock finishes right here in 3 weeks, we lock in our maximum gain of 19 cents. Now, once again, this trade is working out and does not need any adjustments. It's just prudent to stay aware of the underlying stock price. These are not passive trades. So make sure you stay on top of the stock price that you need in order for your option positions to finish at maximum profit, and also where the break-even prices are, because that's where you'll start to lose money. But aside from that, just kind of relax and let this trade do all the heavy lifting because it's doing its job right now. When I'm buying these debit spreads, I'm buying in-the-money spreads. So even if stock doesn't move much at all, if it stays right where I bought it, I am extremely happy because that just means I'm going to make my 61.3% return in this scenario on an option that's just going to sit there. All right, so that's it for last week's trades. No real adjustments needed. And sorry for those of you who wanted to see how I would, fix a loss or tweak the trade to lock in profit. But I've definitely had to teach myself over the years to let winners win. Just yesterday, I had 4 spreads expire that all expired. 3 of them were debit spreads. 1 was a credit spread. The 3 debit spreads all expired fully in the money, which is great because that means I don't have to deal with any stock positions or anything like that. I just get to collect my money. It's, you know, it's already in the account. And then the credit spread that I sold expired out of the money. So the whole week, I was very aware, like every day, checking stock price, where did it close, where is it opening, just to make sure that my trades were going to finish the way I wanted, which was in the money. Because if they did, if they started to go against me, I was going to have to make decisions on how best to, you know, lock in a profit or minimize a loss. And if, these are for weekly options, so they expired last week. Two of the spreads I bought on Monday, so they were 1 week trades, which I don't always do or always tell you guys to do, but you know, sometimes the numbers just work out and you just have to take a trade. Like, if you're going to give me the trade and I'm going to make some money on it, I'm going to take the money. So let's get into this week's trades. These trades, of course, all expire on these are monthly options, so they expire on July the 16th, which is 3 weeks from now. So we'll start off with our covered call. Looking at a company I haven't seen before, Moxian Inc. Symbol M is in Mike, O is in Oscar, X is in X-ray, C is in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $20.21 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the July 22 half call at $4.30, which can give me a maximum possible return of 32.61% in 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $20.21 and selling that July 22 half call at $4.30. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $22.50 per share. Break-even price on this trade is $15.91 per share. And in real terms, the stock purchase will require $2,021, and you would collect $430 for selling the option. And I've had some people reach out to me recently via email asking what it is that I look at for these covered calls. I really only care about two things. Number one, I'm trying to collect more than 10% of option premium relative to the strike. So if I have a $10 strike, then I'm looking at collecting at least a dollar for selling that call option. The other thing that's a requirement, since I'm buying the stock, I look at the chart and I'd like to believe that that stock's going to continue to rise higher, because the greatest risk on these covered calls is the stock. It's the underlying stock, not the option you sold. So if you consider, the option you're selling is actually the hedge for the stock going higher. If the stock goes lower, there's no hedge. This is unprotected. So these things can move. And certainly when you're collecting 10% or more, like this week, on the premium, 10% more premium relative to the strike of the option, that means that there's some high volatility in these stocks. So you have to be aware of how the stock is moving and make sure it's moving in the direction you want. All right, let's get into the credit spread. So this week I'm looking at a company you guys have heard me mention many times before. I just like it because there are a lot of options traded, and that's Macy's, symbol M as in Mike. Stock ended the week at $19.62 per share, and I'm looking at selling that July 19 half 19 put spread at 20 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 30 cents. So you enter this trade by selling the July 19 half put at 80 cents and concurrently buying the July 19 put for 60 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $19.50 at expiration. The break-even price is $19.30 per share, and in real terms, you would receive $20 per spread that you sell and have $30 at risk. And then our final trade on the week is a debit spread. Looking at Fisker Inc., symbol F as in Foxtrot, S as in Sierra, R as in Romeo. Stock ended the week at $19.30 per share. I'm looking at buying the July 18 half 19 call spread for 31 cents, which can give us a maximum possible gain of 19 cents or a maximum return of 61.29% over the next 3 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the July 18 half call for $1.84 and concurrently selling the July 19 call at $1.53. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $19 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $18.81 per share, and in real terms, you will pay $31 to enter this spread, and your maximum gain is $19 per spread. And I was going to point out one last thing for the week, and that's, you know, when you're doing these spreads, I do mention that you trade them concurrently. On my option trading platform, the brokerage I use, I'm allowed to trade the spreads concurrently. I send in the order price with both options listed. A friend of mine was mentioning that he legs into these trades, meaning he'll buy one and then sell the next, or sell one and buy the next. And that can work out well if stock sits still or goes in your favor a little bit. Maybe you get a little better price. But it also can go extremely against you and chew up capital. For instance, if you don't get executed on one side of the trade, you now have risk on that's significantly different than what you priced in. So I like to use trading platforms that allow me to enter trades as spreads, just so that I know I'm trading exactly the risk formation that I wanted, not having to leg into it one by one. So maybe I'll cover that as well as a topic of the week sometimes. It's definitely worth reiterating. I know some of you guys are new traders, and you might think that it's the same, but there are lots of hidden risk. We'll just call them landmines. There are obviously landmines and trading options that you need to be aware of, and that's one of them. So anyway, I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Thank you for listening to me. I love that you guys email me as well and have left some comments. Definitely continue to share the show with your friends. I'm looking to have grow a bigger community here and looking at setting up a few community ideas that can go beyond the podcast so that we're able to connect a little more and have a little bit better dialogue. So that's it. Definitely feel free to email me with any thoughts you have and any questions. And as always, happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.